very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 1st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Workers' Day or May Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Some of us get worried when they say we want to cut bonuses. It's part of reallocation. They're cutting bonuses, maybe they allocate bonuses also. But we are afraid these people, they don't inspire confidence in us that after cutting bonuses, where is this man going to be reported into?
Ndipote sekuti nyika yasunama, makambani apera kuvharwa. Hurumende iri kungoimba, hapana chairi kuita kuti igadzirise nyaya iyi. Nyika nehurumende vari kutora zvinhu zvese kuita business as usual. Isu tiri kuti business as usual approach handiyo. Nepamusana pekuti upenyu huri kuramba huchioma, vashandi vari kuramba vachidzidzisa mabasa ezvevana vakutandanirwa South Africa nezvenofobia.
Elizweni kumele kube lomthetho owaziwa ngabantu kumbe amazwe wonke amanye ngaziwa eZimbabwe ungaba khona umthetho okhona uyalandelwa sibili manje ngapha umthetho uyephulwa nje noma nini umthetho ufuna nje ezindongeze supporta kumbizana phepha ngigovernment uyakwansi ukuthi umthetho akuhle kube uhluphelile khona apho eralini umthetho akwansi ukuthi njalo ke ngenxa yakho nokho icapital or ama investors both local and foreign abangeke babuya elizweni elinjalo yikho libona ke sidubeka kangaka ngoba abantu bakhona sivile bafuna ukuinvesta lapha eZimbabwe but abangeke babuya nxa bekwazi ukuthi vele asilandeli umthetho.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about May Day, some call it Labor Day, or International Workers' Day.
Obviously, what Blessing is saying is that Labor Day is also known as International Day and is widely celebrated as a public holiday in some countries across the world. Some countries celebrate Labor Day on other dates of the year. Labor Day in the United States falls on the first Monday of September.
And of course, today, Zimbabweans join the rest of the world in celebrating International Workers' Day. However, May Day, as it is also referred to, like Gibbs alluded to, has now lost its luster as the country's workforce continues to dwindle and the economy becomes more and more informalized. Gibbs,
what do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nhasi tira kuti ngetichitaura nezvezuva reMay Day kana kuti zuva revashandi. Asi chiri kunetsa muZimbabwe ndechekuti vashandi vakawanda varasikirwa nemabasa. Asi vari kuti havo aiwa haungarase mbereko nekufirwa. Nekudaro vazhinji vaakuzviitira mabasa avo emaoko. Tira kunzwa kwamuri imi vashandi vose mungave muri kuenda kumaindustry kana kuti mungave muri kuzviitira zvinhu zvenyu. Vamwe vari kurova cross-border trading. Vachikwanisawo kuenda kunyika dzakaita sana Botswana, South Africa neMozambique, kunana Zambia, kunana Malawi, vamwe kunana Tanzania. Toda kunzwawo kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei pabasa ramuri kuita. Hanzi usambonyara kusekwa. Iwo uchishandira mhuri yako. Patrick Mukwamba.
Handichabona ngefoto. Mwakuti nje kumbuya ziyezela kunoko kufunayo, kumbe wazosebenza kona le switch lapo kuloviswa khona. Right. Asebenza phela. Ukhangela imoli yako. Zulu kadaba siyahlangana namhlanje ke. Friday, siya kwazi ukuthi lifuna ukuthi likhulule amajogwe lihambe ngekhaya kodwa abanyengi siya kwazi selingikhaya kathesi. Lingakathi lilale nje sike sibonge ukuthi kamkamu nje sixoxe ngakhona kokuthiwa ke ilanga lesisebenzi i-Labor Day. Sizwile ke blessing ukuthi ye khona ngale Zimbabwe baninga kade belithakazelela ilanga leli loba nje kulesisebenzi ezilutshwane. Singase sikhangela ke emafekitali kobulawayo uyenelisa ukuthi uvusa umvudla kwathi kwefemu ngoba akulalutho akulamsebenzi okhona. So abantu abaningi sebezihlalele ngkhaya kuyahlupha fowethu. Singathi iningi labantu sebesenza lokho kuthiwa i-vending. Bathengisa amatomatisi, bathengise konke kukhona. So kungani kuyahlupha sibini.
Of course, the Zimbabwe independent newspaper is reporting today that the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe is stating that in Harare alone, it has more than 20,000 vendors and street on street pavements in the CBD. That explains a lot. I think we have our guests. First, we have Mr. Kenya Siamyarira, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions, or ZFTU. Mr. Siamyarira, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. And I think we also have Mr. George Nkiwane, President of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Mr. Nkiwane, good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining us, Gibbs. The onus is on you.
Yes, let's start with you, Mr. Nkiwane. Today was Labor Day, and what did you do in Zim today?
We joined the rest of the workers the world over in commemorating or celebrating the Workers' Day. Mm-hmm. And the main event was held in Harare.
And Mr. Siamyarira, what happened today?
Yes, yeah, we are in Blawai right now. As I'm speaking to you, we just finished addressing workers at Stanley Makokova Ground, where we had a few gathering of workers. As you know, Blawai is a sorry seat, as you speak right now, due to company closures and a lot of unemployment. But nevertheless, we managed to talk to the real workers who converged at Makokova Stanley Square, and that's where we are right now.
Mr. Nkiwane, are they, you know, that many workers still on the job? Because I was just reading on Facebook and other social sites, they are saying in Zimbabwe it must not be called Workers' Day, but in fact it must be called Vendors' Day. Is it that bad?
Really bad, really, really bad. And we need to be honest with ourselves to the extent that we tell the truth and talk the truth. Because to be honest, if you have an over 85% of unemployment, then you are looking at 15-10% of those that are employed in the informal sector. When the rest of the population is employed in the informal sector. So it's true for those who are saying it has to be referred to as Vendors' Day. But that is it may. People are reflecting what is it that has been obtaining in Zimbabwe. But the truth is, Labor Day ought to be what it is, commemoration and celebration of the Workers' Day.
Thank you so much. Of course, we do place value, Gibbs, on those who are vending, you know, they are earning an honest living.
Yes, that's why we have invited one of them. Mm-hmm. Most probably, we are going to get him very soon. So let's go to Mr. Siamyarira. Now, I think maybe some critics are saying, you know, we've got the ZCTU, we've got the ZFTU, but you serve the same purpose. What is the problem here? Maybe that's why things are not going well, you know, when it comes to workers. What's going on?
There's no problem. What's the problem of having Studio 7 and having ZBC and having the Voice of America and all those? That's multiplicity. That's democracy at free play. But the problem is the policy that is then put at play to augment whatever organizations are put in place to service the citizen, any citizen of any country. It's healthy for workers to have that CTU. It's healthy for workers to have that FTU. And we don't have any problem. Yes, we differ here and there in terms of ideological roadmap pathways. But I think overall and above, we all seek to represent the workers. A worker must be treated equally. A worker must be paid. A worker must be looked after. A worker must be remunerated. A worker must be compensated. We all have that same
them modus operandi with that fishing. So it's not a big issue at all.
The more, the merrier, according to Mr. Shamuera there. I think we have our third guest, Mr. Dumisani Ncube, Secretary General Bulawayo upcoming Traders Association GIPS.
Baba, Ncube, lingalichona njani?
Hello, hey, Baba.
Yes, yeah, kuzutusukona ke lapha ehlelweni i-live program, yokuthiwa i-live talk. So ke, nxa sikhangela ke abantu beZimbabwe abanengi, kukhanya basezitaladini lapha abathengisa okuthiyeneyo. We ngokwenu lilabantu abangaki kulapho kuhlanganisweni?
About 4,500.
Bavela ngapi? Usitshela sibe lokujulileyo.
Silabathengisa amatamatisi, silabathengisa ama-cross borders, silabathengisa ama-odds and ends, silabathengisa radios, izinto ezijeneyo.
Kodwa kuhlupha kanganani nxa lisezidaladini khonapho sizokuthiwa vela kusahambeki lapha emadolobheni. Nxa ungathi uyachibilika ngapha kulomunye othengisa lokhu, uchibilike ngapha kulomunye othengisa okunye, akusitshele sibuthi kume njani sibili ujule ba?
Hayi, akusakhangeleki sibili ngoba kusela order. I think kunezinto esezingasahambi kuhle ngoba everybody sethengisa lapho ofuna khona.
So kuhlupha ngapha kwangikhona khonapho.
Silabantu ababhadala ama-licenses abo abathelelayo. So lokhu kuyaba-affecta kakhulu ngoba laba abanye babhadali lutho njalo bayathengisa nje mara.
Ye, ubambe khonapho Ncube ungayikhatshana. So what Mr. Ncube is saying is that they've got a membership of 4,500 in the city of Bulawayo. So most of these people are selling tomatoes, some are selling cabbages, some are cross-border traders. And, you know, he says the space is just becoming small every day. So at the end of the day, there's stiff competition among vendors. So I think this is an issue. Maybe in the short time, in a short while, we may have a problem with these vendors, right?
Indeed. Regeti dzoke kuna vashamuyarira tichitarisa iyo matambudziko akasangana nevashandi. Vashamuyarira pane mutemo uri kunzi uri kudzikwa yaone gurukota rinoona nezvevashandi wekutiwo makambani kana achida kugumira vashandi basa anofanira kutanga ambopawo hurumende kuti iwo vakuru vekambani yacho vari kumbotambira mari yakawanda zvakadi. Munoona senyaya?
I think that is very welcome. And I think it's not surprising that the minister had finally come to that conclusion, because we are faced with predatory capitalists, neoliberals, who are running the company, who are using political muscles, who are using some government muscles to thwart and to rig the workers' sweat. And so as a result, these people, they are geared on having the least cheap labor ever experienced the world over. So when workers are threatened, when workers demand their rights, they are either threatened by firing or they are retrained. So they now want to repeal the already standing labor laws, which still need to be further amended to actually have a fair playing level field. They are saying these labor laws are repressive. Repressive because these predatory capitalists, they want a hire and fire willingly. Now I think the minister has come to realize that the moment we continue to do that, the economy will continue to dwindle and dwindle. Because remember, the workers are the vanguard of the economy, any country under the sun. So the more you squeeze, racketeer them, honestly, you end up having a country where there is no industry, where there is no labor force. And it is anarchy. So I think these gaps are there at least to cushion the already suffering worker population in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Mr. Nkiwane, is this a viable policy?
Yes. And in my statement today, I really commended the minister to have taken that position. Because we like I said, if we are to be honest to ourselves, we have to look, we have to take a holistic approach to all our problems and say, where is it that we are finding the going getting tough?
And let's look at it holistically, to the extent that we say this is our problem. Well, if, let's say, you are a doctor, you don't just treat a patient because the patient has come to a surgery. You have to diagnose first. What is it that the patient is at? What is it that the patient is taking? So a diagnostic approach is very, very important. And we really commend the minister for having taken that position. Let's first see what is it that is affecting the enterprise. Who is the enemy? What? If we remove A or B, what are we going then to be as an organization? I think it's a very good policy.
Thank you so much. Regai tende kuvateereri. Mukoma Sam vari kuDurban. Makadii Mukoma Sam?
Mukoma ndinofara makadii.
Aiwa tiripo. Mungatudzawo kuti zvanga zvichifamba sei paDurban apa nhasi. Maenda kubasa here kana kuti?
Isi tachingogere tofamba nemarori mai tachingogere takazorora zvedu.
Oh, hamuna kuenda kubasa nhasi?
Handina kuenda mugomo wangu.
Saka muri kuona sei zuva revashandi?
Zvazvaro zviri vashandi rinoongororwa dai tatagona kuti Africa to Africa yose as a whole tiungane tibatane tibete dzimwe nyika dziri kutambura dzakaita vana Zimbabwe dzimwe dzevana Malawi dzimwe dzisina mabasa tikurudzirana kuti zeta tishandire nyika dzodzo dzibudirirewo tikwanise kushiyana navo kutanga budirirewo sei.
Kwanga kuine nyaya yezenophobia kuSouth Africa mazuva apera zvaamira sei? Muri kushanda sei?
Mukoma ndiyato kubatira ura mumaoko munongoziva kana kumushaa vanhu vachizi ukusina chiriko unowetanje unongopita kana muchoto unongopinda.
Saka zvichiri
panobvira moto unongobvira ipapo nekuti hapana zvaungaiti.
Kuchiri kwakaberekera hingwe?
Kwakaberekera hingwe izvi tisatogoiti zvachose asi mazuva ano kwakatitonhorei zvako.
Aiwa zvinofadza. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Sam nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa ndatenda baba.
Of course, Sam is a truck driver. He's in South Africa at the moment, and he is saying that his wish is for the industrial growth of countries such as Mozambique and Zimbabwe so that people will not go and flood into South Africa, causing this violence that was witnessed in the past weeks. And he's saying it's calm now, but tense. So he's saying that, you know, but he has no choice. He has to go and work and put food on the table for his family.
Yes, we Baba Ncube usa connect line. Baba Ncube, yeah, Baba Ncube, siyakwazi ukuthi kulabanye benu abaya eGoli ukuthi baye water abakufunayo. Xa lihamba kona ngale Goli akuhluphi yini ngakolo kwezero mfebhiya njalo ubona ngazani kumele lenzeni ngakho.
Kalisiri kuti sesave baba ngoba abanengi njoba tilibona kusiba la robberies lava abanye babanjiwe ibhase banjiwe last week bekulama members ethu phakathi abathathelwe imali lokunye. So sokusesave kakhulu ngoba sela sure ukuthi izinophobia kumbe ngabantu abarobbers.
So ke abantu kodwa lokho behamba kumbe abasahambi kona ngale igoli.
Siyahamba ukuthi impilo yethu nje akulalito esingalwenza kodwa sesihamba sisesaba baba.
Pho ke lizivalela njani ukuthi umuntu angakhuthuzwa kumbe into ezinjalo kumbe kapho ukuthi phulukuhlu nje sokonakala?
Hayi wathi sesibaencourage ukuthi bazame ukuthi bahambe emini kukhanya ngoba sokukhanya ngani lokho kwizinto kwenzakala ebusuku kakhulu. Njalo futhi bahambe bengamacembanyana bazame ukuthi bafihle imali yabo le.
Singathi ke Baba Ncube, kuyini elihlangana lakho emsebenzini wenu lo wokuthengisela abantu izinto ezijiyeneyo?
Ya, siba la ma-challenges especially ngabantu be-council. Yes, sikangelele kakhulu ukuthi khona siyabe si-expect ukuthi bona bazaprotekta abantu abathengisayo kodwa sibe sesibona sokusiba yibo abayenza abave bebabhadalisa imali kodwa bebathwalisa nzima kodwa kungela protection.
I-protection oyitsho kenjani khonapho baba?
Ngitsho uthola ukuthi nxa umuntu ebhadela imali yakhe ebhadala i-rent kufuze ukuthi konkona i-council ibone ukuthi khona lapho othengisela khona kumele ukuthi konkona abe-protected. Sikhathi esokusokuthi i-problem esikhona ukuthi njengoba nijile ukuthi konkona akusela order. So konke kuthengiswa nje everywhere. So laba abanye abalama-licenses labo sokubathwalisa nzima ngoba sakwanisile ukubhadala ama-licenses abo.
Kodwa ilayisensi libhadala malini lese yomuntu yedwa?
Ilayisensi sibhadala i-$25 ngomnyaka, bese sibhadala i-$14 ngenyanga.
Ye, kuyazwakala kakhulu. Ubambe baba Ncube, ungayikhatshana khonapho. So according to Mr. Ncube, you know, you talked about xenophobia. So he was saying, you know, most of his members are scared of going to South Africa. Because recently there was a bus robbery where he says some of his members were in that particular bus. You still remember some people were just forced.
Were robbed, yeah.
That's right.
There was an armed robber.
Yes. So he says many people are not sure of what to do now. But he's encouraging his members to actually go in numbers and visit that country when he's still in the afternoon or something like that, you know. He says at night is very dangerous and people should keep their money very safely. And he says they are facing a lot of challenges, especially from the city council. They pay about $25 a year for renting some space and $14 a month, you know, for that kind of space. So he says the major problem is they are paying that money, but the council doesn't protect their space, you know, like those small stands. So anyone can just go there, stand near the person that is selling, and then that's it, you know. So I think that's a challenge.
Regati dzoke kwamuri vashamirira kare vashandi vashandirwe nehurumende vaigara pasi vachiita misangano yainzi TNF kana kuti tripartite negotiating forum. Zviri kufamba sei misangano ichiri kuitwa here?
Yeah, it has been stopped, but I'm happy to say that recently the Minister of Public Service Labor and Social Welfare, Honorable Simira State, the cabinet has approved the legislation of the KNF bill. So we expect now the resumption of the KNF as a matter of urgency, because this is where we must actually have open cuts to each other. Workers, government, and the business. And I think this time around, because of all this suffering that we have been bearing as workers, we need to call a spade a spade. We are prepared as the other constituents to sacrifice. We sacrifice our time, we sacrifice our tenacity to duty, and we sacrifice our expertise. Government must now also sacrifice the lifestyle, the lavish style, lifestyle that is being enjoyed by the ministers, who in turn are also superintending most of the public enterprises in this country, and looting at the same time at the expense of the workers. Employers also must also be prepared to sacrifice their lavish lifestyle in terms of their tax and what have you, and also make sure that we are all geared for the acceleration of the blueprint Zim assets, where workers must now be involved in decision-making, where workers must now be able to buy shares and equity. This is where we must all discuss all these things in the tripartite negotiating forum. Now that it is legislated, it is now a dog with a teeth, unlike when it was just a bulldog without teeth. Whatever we are going to discuss in the TNF must be put to legislation immediately and endorsed as a law, and it must be enforced by the government, by us workers. And I think it's actually, we are now gearing towards a position where, as workers, we will see there are some signs of cushioning our plight.
Tinotenda vashamirira. Regai tiende kugokwe town center kuna mukoma Love More. Mukoma Love More, mungatudzoti zvaafamba sei Gokwe town center muri nhengo yeZCT? Ndizvozvo
chaizvo vakuru vangu. Kuno kutaona anonzi mabiri bobi mberi dhakwemadhongi, hama yangu. Zvaitika ndezvekuti tanga tine tarisiro yekuti sezuva revashandi tichaadhireswa neexecutive yedu yatiinayo. The unfortunate part of it is ende yabva yapasvika a major from the ZNA anga asiri muunifom auya kuzoatendawo pakaivawo the members of the CIO, the police force, the chief officers,
and the prison, the prison officers, one of the security guards, most of them, we are not going to use disturb to such an extent. Town secretary and current leadership at Google Town Council, they don't want anything to be aligned to that city. They are more of sellouts. Can you imagine chairperson of that city failing to attend such a noble gathering? An international day, I think the end of Kubasa. Having gone to Kubasa, it also happened with executives here, two nations. They were never even to address us to tell us what is the way forward. If you remember that Sunday, you know, to address it, somewhere outside the Chesia community hall, they also even failed to have the guards to team the Chinokurukura as a plight here. So that being the case, plight of Mushandi, especially if you look at marginalized areas, got to know the Tiruan was not going to go, was not good. The Tiruku January was a single to wait. Our rights are not being recognized. And also, this town council is a it is. It would be a passive, which is not the issue. I think we're not going to be able to demonstrate our constitutional rights. As that's bad.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Ngoma Love More. Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Love More is a member of the ZCTU. He's saying that their commemorations in rural Gokwe, that is at Gokwe Town Center, were disrupted by alleged the members of the army, the Central Intelligence Organization, and some prison members, prison officials. That's what he's saying.
Mr. Kiwane, what do you think about what happened? Did you get that information?
Not yet, but I know definitely we are going to get it. But it's very, very unfortunate and very uncalled for. In a democratic society, in a modern society like the Zimbabwean society, one would not expect such occurrences to happen. And this happened honestly, and I'm falling short of words because we have a constitution that guarantees our rights and freedom of association to the extent that one would not even think that it will happen in Zimbabwe. If we get that report, we'll then act accordingly.
Thank you so much. Of course, we have several messages on Facebook and WhatsApp that we'll read later on. But on just briefly on WhatsApp, we have, for example, Alec, who writes, very sad indeed as we drift into the 2008 era, workers being retrenched without any package. Nyasha says there is nothing to celebrate with empty stomachs. Simon says it's a day to commemorate when things are good as workers, but today I have just decided to stay at home with my family. Things are not okay. Of course, Mr. Shamyarira, Mr. Nkiwane, and Mr. Ngube, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are actually streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.